Blog Talk Radio.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the Matrix shit. Let's go hook him up! I'm gonna drag you until I wear your Texas ass out. The game is ours to play. And hell, I might even get on top of my wife tonight.
To another edition of Over the Top Radio. I am your host, Ed, in San Antonio, and I'm currently joined by my co-host, Couture. What's going on, Couture?
Not much. What's up?
Not too much. Just been watching, switching back and forth between The Flash and the Green Arrow, or The Arrow, on Netflix since they finally put last year's seasons up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't watched much of this season yet, so.
Meaning this season or last season?
The season that's on now, I haven't watched much of it yet. I've watched a couple of episodes of each one, so.
Okay.
I still got to get caught up with that. Cody Rhodes is on there apparently this week as a drug dealer.
As a drug dealer?
Yep.
He's not playing the fucking Cosmo dude like he fucking was when he was invading those Comic Cons and harassing Stephen Amell?
No. Nothing like that.
Cool. Well, it'll be a year before I get to see it because I watched it on Netflix, so.
Well, they came up with a deal now because they got they made a deal with Netflix where they're gonna go up like right when the current season ends, so.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. Not the way
to
handle
it. Shouldn't have to wait that long.
That's cool.
Yeah. Have you watched they get that Legends of Tomorrow on Netflix now.
They have it or they're going to get it?
They have it. They have the first season on Netflix.
Okay. I guess I'll start watching that. Does it interact with the Flash and Green Arrow, or can I just wait till I finish Flash and Green Arrow?
I think there's an episode of Flash that you eventually get to that introduces the Legends of Tomorrow crew, so just start like right after that.
Okay.
So, because there's one on the Flash, there's one that introduces Hawk Girl.
Yeah, I've already seen that one.
Okay, that's the one that it kind of was Arrow on that episode too.
Yeah, it was like it was a two-parter. It was like. The Flash was part of it was on the Flash, and then the second part was on Green Lantern. I mean, Green Lantern, Green Lantern, the Arrow.
Together, the team to go back in time and stuff like that. To go after the Vandal Savage, is that who it was?
Well, they killed him. I guess did he come back? Did he come back after they killed him?
I think he did.
Okay, well then I don't think that part.
Okay, well then they. When you get to that part, then you can start watching Legends of Tomorrow because that's where it starts right after that. So,
okay. Cool.
It's got like Legends of Tomorrow has Hawkgirl, Hawkman. It's got Firestorm. Have you gotten to Firestorm yet?
Yeah, he's black now.
Yeah, the black guy and the professor.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's got a Captain Cold and Heat Wave. They're on that team too, so.
Okay. So what the hell is up with DC? They're turning all the characters black. Like they turn the Atom black. I mean, they turn Firestorm black, and Kid Flash is going to be black because it's Wally. Because it was Wally in the comic book, so it has to be the long lost
they
son of
Perry
the,
White,
the
Perry
cop.
White, they turn Perry White black.
So what?
And they turn Perry White black in Superman.
No. Oh yeah. Are we on which one?
In Batman and Superman. Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh, I don't even
Perry White.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, man. So they're changing.
I just got through. I just started watching. Because Supergirl is on Netflix also. If you ever want to watch that, because that can eventually tie into everything. Because the Flash is on an episode of Supergirl in the first season. I just started watching the second season. Had Superman on there for the first two episodes.
Was it the Superman from the movies?
No, not Superman from the movies.
Okay.
I didn't care much for the Superman and the TV Superman. I didn't care much for him. And I was just he had the right. Attitude and played the part right. He just looked weird as Superman. Is all. They should have got the guy from Smallville that was Clark Kent to play him.
I never even saw Smallville.
Yeah, Smallville was pretty good. It went about 10 seasons and ended when he became Superman. So it was cool because in the last episode they had like the original. Like Superman music from the Richard Donner films with Christopher Reeve.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, the real Superman.
Speaking of superhero movies, have you seen the Logan trailer?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's one of the,
wait, did
that's
you
like
see,
one of the best
okay,
trailers I've seen in years, in a long time.
Did you see the U.S. or the, like, the international one?
I saw the Red Band.
Okay, is that the one where he sticks the dude through the head?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I don't think that's going to be in, like, the U.S. trailer, dude. I don't think they can put that on there.
But, yeah, that was... Well, anytime you put anything to Hurt by Johnny Cash, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah,
you know, I could put a video of me sitting on the toilet and put Johnny Cash playing in the background. People tell me how awesome the video was. So.
I know. No, that's not true.
It kind of snuck up on me. I wasn't expecting the trailer this soon for it. I knew they were making it, but it looks really good.
Yeah, and it actually looks kind of simple too. So hopefully, you
like,
know, sometimes when you complicate shit, it gets a little too crazy.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of loosely based on the Old Man Logan series, which I never read, but I read like the synopsis of, which is like it's like a crazy series of comics, you know, in the future. And I guess what he said in the trailer, he said, like, the mutants are all gone now. So I don't know what the hell's happening. And I guess that little girl is, like, supposed to be, like, a clone of him or something like that.
Well, like, because I really haven't been keeping up with the comics, but I could have swore I had a conversation with somebody, probably Dazza, where, like, Logan's dead, but there's a new Wolverine, basically, and it is like a chick clone, kinda. I can't remember exactly what he said, but that's basically the gist of it.
Yeah, it looks like they got the, looks like the bad guy in this one is the guy from Narcos, the American DEA agent. The blonde-headed guy?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but
he's about the only American in the show, you know, the main guy.
Yeah.
That catches him at the end and stuff like that. Yeah, he's in it. I think he's like the main bad guy or something like that. And Charles Xavier's in this one. Looks like he's about dead. So I don't think he'd last.
Yeah. Well, he's getting up. Both him and Magneto are getting pretty old. They're not going to be around forever.
I guess Logan's kind of getting like, you know how Yoda was like 900 years old before he finally died? Or something?
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, Logan's getting to that point, to the Yoda point in his life where he's, you know, finally breaking down, and you can see he's got scars and blood all over him and stuff like that. So hopefully something's happened with his powers.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not going to keep him alive forever.
Yeah. And this is his last movie, apparently, is Wolverine. So.
Yeah. You know,
there's not much more they can do with
money.
There's not much they can do with those, you know, the earlier X-Men crew. They've got the next class one. I know they're going to do some more movies with that, so.
Yeah.
I think the next one they're doing is like something to do with being in outer space or something like that. I don't know. So. Seems like all the comic book movies are getting like the movies, the comic book stories that you never thought would be movies. Like, you're getting like this old man Logan. I mean, you got like Batman vs. Superman, which I don't think anybody ever thought they'd see. Civil War, I don't know if anybody ever thought they'd really see that one on the screen. Like Suicide Squad, stuff
past,
like that.
Yeah,
that's
the total comic book storyline.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, it's cool because those stories are better than them making up shit. They don't
that's
fucking
true.
Fantastic Four doesn't follow a comic book, and look at it, it's shit.
I was never into the Fantastic Four. They were, I always kind of thought they were, I don't know.
They're always
kind of
like, generic.
Yeah, they're kind of lame, I always thought. He had the thing. He was just fucked because he came more back into himself, at least the Hulk, and changed back into Bruce Banner. You know?
Yeah.
He's going to walk around like that. So.
Yeah, but he had a lady thing for a while.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Wasn't he with a blind lady or something?
Yeah, he was with the blonde lady, but the Human Torch stole her away.
Well,
or somebody stole her away. She ended up with somebody else. I'm pretty sure it was Johnny Storm, because it wasn't him.
I didn't realize that was like, because I got like HBO and they had one of those old Fantastic Four movies. I didn't realize that was Captain America as Johnny Storm back when I originally seen it.
He's much better than the black one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
I didn't have to watch that movie on principle.
I don't watch movies. There's not too many movies I watch and just say, like, that's like a freaking horrible movie, but that was a bad movie.
Yeah. But yeah, like I said, I haven't even seen it because I know it's fucking horrible.
That's one of those things
they're
going
The only way they're going to get something good out of the Fantastic Four if they do. Since, like, we're talking about them doing storylines, they need to do the Fantastic Four versus the X-Men because that was an awesome storyline. Might actually get them over. Because, I mean, the first one, I didn't mind the first one too bad. I didn't think it was the upper echelon, but I didn't hate the first reincarnation. But the second one is like, how did they get worse?
The one with the Silver Surfer?
No, I'm talking about the second, when they remixed it at the Black Johnny Storm.
Okay, yeah. I just watched that movie and I was waiting for something to happen. I was bored for like 2 hours. That don't happen much.
Well,
when I watch a movie.
They were scared to make Galactus, whatever his name is, fucking look like he does in a comic book.
Mm-hmm.
That would look stupid, but it just made it boring. It was just a cloud. Well, anyway, let me tell you about the show I went to.
Okay, go ahead.
Did you hear anything? Because I know you don't go like crazy on Twitter or anything, but of a promotion called Wrestling Circus.
No, I wouldn't remember that name if I'd heard it. So, no.
Okay. All right, well, it's just another indie promotion starting up in Austin. And these dudes went all out because they flew in a fucking shitload of people, dude. They had, like, you know, some of the Texas stars and some of the people who are kind of a name, like Ray Rowe and Keith Lee, that new that new big black guy from ROH. Like, they're local, so they do, and Lance Hoyt, you know, they do work a lot of Texas indies. But besides them, they brought in Ziva, who's fucking did Broken, like, you know, she always does a gimmick. She did Broken Matt Hardy, so she was Broken Leva Bates, and she did, like, a perfect imitation of Matt Hardy and had, like, a jacket just like his, and it was fucking awesome. But they had her. They had EC3. They had a DJ Ion from TNA. They had that cruiserweight Tony Nese, that Tony Nese that's been on the cruiserweight matches the last couple weeks. Let's see, Colt Cabana, you know, Ray Rowe, Lance Hoyt. Who else did they bring in? Oh, a Hangman, Adam Page from ROH. Willie Mack from Lucha Underground. They had Jarvis Cottonbelly, who's like a Chikara guy, and some other stuff. Super Cop Dick Justice, the dude Mitzi Hyatt was supposed to get married to on an indie show not too long ago. And the announcer from Chikara. And and then a few, you know, local wrestlers that are pretty good. But it was like 10 matches, pretty loaded. Like I say, I mean, that's a lot of people to bring in for an indie show, especially like the first one. So the promoter's either got some money or he's got a bunch of good sponsors or something, dude. But loaded show, so, you know, I went because Leva was on it. But like I say, I mean, it was worth, there was a lot of other good shit on it. But a couple funny things happened before I even got there. Like, I left here, and I've been smoking. I haven't really been smoking the Dro a lot. What I've been smoking a lot lately is the Matt Seidel vape pens, basically.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
So I had it, and I usually keep it, you know, in this one spot, but I guess I just threw it on the seat. So I went to get, when I left my house, I went and got gas. I'm getting gas. I'm thinking, man, I got a lot of trash in my car, dude. Let me fucking get rid of some of this shit. So I grabbed like a handful of trash and threw it in a trash can. And luckily, I'm such a pothead that I couldn't wait till I was past the block away before I reached for my vape pen and was like, where the fuck is my fucking pen? And I'm like, okay, I left it at home. So I went home, couldn't find it. And I'm like, oh, you stupid motherfucker. So I had to go back to the gas station and dig in a trash can for my fucking brand new fucking cartridge vape pen. Luckily, I found it after digging to the trash for a couple of minutes. People were looking at me like, what the fuck's wrong with this motherfucker? So I got that, so I was able to smoke up on the way. And then so I'm just going from fucking here to Austin, right? And fucking, you know, there's a lot of traffic, but fucking between San Marcos and New Braunfels, fucking just stopped, dude, like all three lanes. Just for like 40 minutes, we crawled to do like a couple miles because it was a fucking 8-car fucking collision thing. And so finally, like, I had left like 45 minutes early, thinking I'd get there early, which luckily I did because, I mean, I got there like a few minutes late. At least I got there, but it was like 8 fucking cars. How the fuck does that happen on a 3-lane fucking highway, dude? You know what I mean? And I wasn't the only one because that one guy, Keith Lee, he walked in the door right after I did. So he was driving from San Antonio, so he got in that. And then this one friend of mine, he's from Dallas, and he usually drives this one local Dallas wrestler, Jessica James, he usually drives her. So he got there after I did, and then he was telling me, because usually he got to get there early to drop her off, but there was like a 10-car collision from Dallas to Austin. So to get to Austin both ways was fucking like almost impossible for a while because the fucking highways were all, you know, merging into one lane and shit. So Yeah, it was crazy. So the wrestlers were late and shit. I was worried that I was going to miss Diva because I thought they might put her on early if I was late. But luckily, that girl was with my friend and they were late because they had to basically, you know, make sure that I was late in the show. So anyway, then here comes the real funny part. Like, I get to Austin and this venue is on 7th Street, which is right next to 6th Street. And, you know, I'm going 6th Street, right? Yeah. So 6th Street, basically, if you don't know, this is like the party area. This is like the Riverwalk in San Antonio downtown. That's like the party spot. Well, 6th Street is a big party spot. And like on the weekends, they even close it off. And there's just bars down the whole damn thing. It's like the big party. It's like famous worldwide, really, I think, like because a lot of people come and go to it. So I know I can park on the street, but it's 6th Street, so there's nothing open, right? Everything's just filled. And I turned to where I got to go to 7th Street, and everything on 7th Street's filled. See, like a parking lot about a block before I kind of turn, so I'd have to double back. So I doubled back. I go to this fucking parking lot, and I park. And I go to the thing to put my credit card, and it's like it says $10. So I gotta walk about 20 yards to get to where you pay. So I hear someone start yelling, right? And so I'm just like, what the fuck? Just start looking around and just whatever. Just like I say, it's downtown Austin, a lot of crazy people around. And I start to fucking mess with this fucking little the thing you pay. And now I can tell it's some homeless dude yelling, and he's yelling at my way, and he's, like, kind of running toward me, dude. I'm like, what the fuck? And then, hey, fuck this dude. Anyway, so I still try and push in the buttons, and he's like, no, dude, don't do it, don't do it. And he gets up to me, and he's like, don't do it, dude. I'm like, dude, it's $10, dude. It's not a problem. He's like, no, dude, it's $10 plus $10 for that concert next door. Another fucking 10 for that show over there and this and that. Like, apparently, I don't even know if this is true, but this is what he told me, that when there's events, they drop a charge on top of the parking lot fee. So it's like a 10. Supposedly, like, if there's a show, it ends up being 20 or whatever. So he's like, man, I got a spot over here. Just follow me, dude. Just follow me. Just push cancel, dude. I was like, all right. So, and it errored, so I didn't have to worry about it. So I start to go, and he's running down the street, so I'm like following him, and I think he's taking me to another like little parking thing. So I pull in. He's like, "No, man, no, you still gotta pay here. Check it out, right there. That spot's for you, man." So he runs over there and gets in the spot. So I go over there and I pull in, and so I gave him like I tipped him a few bucks and shit. So I make my way to the venue, and the venue is right next door to a soup kitchen. So there's a lot of weird-looking homeless people right before you get to the venue, dude. So I'm like, what the fuck, dude? And I go inside, and this place is, like, fucking packed and shit. And then, like, my buddy got there a little after me. So I go, I had got one of the last chairs that was there, and kind of weak-ass chair. I could feel like I didn't even know if it was going to last, holding my fat ass the whole show. So my buddy got there, and they had, like, standing room only where they felt. So I go to where he's at, and I tell him about the homeless dude that fucking went and got me a spot. And he's like, was he wearing a black shirt and kind of had curly, wavy black hair? I was like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, he got me a spot too. I gave him a few bucks. So this dude was basically going to this parking lot. Whoever went, he'd convince them, and he'd go run and find like a free parking space so he could get fucking paid. It was like homeless valet service. Shit, dude. I thought that was fucking funny, but it was cool because I only parked like about a block and a half away, so I didn't have to pay anything. Anyway, the show was pretty cool. One of the funny things is they had, that guy Adam Page from ROH, and he's like a new member of the Bullet Club, and he's even going to Japan a little bit, but they changed his name to Hangman Adam Price, whatever the fuck his name is. Anyway, so he comes out with a noose, right? because he's the hangman. He's got a noose. He wrestled Willie Mack. So a white boy with a noose is wearing a big black guy with an afro in a pit, dude. I thought people were going to start protesting right there. And I'm just like looking like, what the fuck? I mean, I don't give a fuck, but I just thought it was just like so out of place. You know what I mean? I mean,
if it had been on a more widely seen one, it probably would have been. You know.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I just thought that I just got such a kick out of that, dude. That was so fucking they had those a bunch of good matches. And the Super Cop, they had Super Cop. Have you ever seen this dude or heard of him?
Who's that?
Super Cop Dick Justice.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, like I said, the only real news he ever made was he was supposed to marry Missy Hyatt at an indie show. But he's this fat dude with curly brown hair, and he comes out kind of wearing this generic cop outfit, kind of. And he has an American flag, and he came with the American flag. And so he's like a cop, dude. So he gets in the ring, and he's wrestling Jarvis Cottonbelly, who's a Chikara guy who's kind of like old-school vaudevillian gentleman-type dude. You know, he has a cane and a top hat. Came out with flowers. So they had a match, and it's like, you know, it's all comedy. Like, Big Justice would blow his cop whistle, and Jarvis would take a back bump. And just totally being funny. Such shit like that, right? So then they got to a point where the Super Cop, like, made his hand into a gun, and he started chasing Cottonbelly. So they start playing over the speakers the Benny Hill music. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, so dun, dun, dun. So they start playing that, and they start running around the ring. They run backstage. They come back, run around, go back. The music stops. And when they made the intros, they announced that it was a false count anywhere in Austin, Texas, with a one-year time limit draw, or one-year time limit. So they took off, and then, like, later on, you hear the music kick in, and here they come back running the other way. Now it's the other guy chasing the other guy and shit. And they did that a couple times. It sounds real stupid, but it was actually pretty funny.
A one-year time limit.
Yeah, one-year time limit. So I guess they're going to come back to all the shows, and they'll turn the music on. And everyone and they'll just chase each other around the ring and shit for like every show for a year.
God.
But
that was like when I heard this. That was like one of those stipulations. Like when I heard like TNA was doing something with like motor racing or something, and they had this little pilot they had filmed, and they were doing like 5-minute Ironman matches. Or whoever got the most pins in 5 minutes wins the match. I don't know. It sounds stupid.
And then they had, the main event was for, like, they called it the Ringmaster title, since it's Wrestling Circus. And it was Hoyt, Lance Hoyt, Ray Rowe, against Colt Cabana and EC3. And I haven't really been watching TNA, but EC3, he looks like the fucking human version of the Incredible Hulk from the Avengers, dude. Just tan instead of green, dude. This
dude is just
fucking. I didn't really see any acne, but he's fucking.
I just hear that. I don't watch. I just always hear that, like, on message boards and stuff like that. So I don't know. It's bad.
At the end of the show, I was kind of talking to him, and he had told me to tell Dave hi, and to tell Melissa that he doesn't do drugs.
What, did he report something?
I don't know. And then I asked that Super Cock Dick Justice, because his gimmicks were like right next to Levis. I was like, weren't you supposed to get married or something? And he's all, oh, yeah, I was supposed to marry Missy Hyatt, but she's the succubus. You know what that is?
Well, I said nothing. He said, well.
Well, it's it was like they had it on South Park. It was like Chef was gonna marry this chick, but she was like a demon, and that what she was called was a succubus. So he called Miss Young. So I had to make sure I tweeted Missy Hyde and tell her that she's a succubus. there was this one new chick. Her name is Christy James, and she's only been around for like a little bit, but it seems like she's working everywhere. But this chick is like, man, she is hot, dude, and she's actually pretty good too. So she actually impressed me. And then after the show, she was actually doing ring crew and shit. So there's this hot chick, fucking carrying dirty mats and shit. And I was like, man, you know, if there's anyone who's gonna get away with not doing ring crew, it would be her. But she was fucking, she did everything. I was like, damn. She's paying her dues. It's funny because I always like read Rudy Boy Gonzalez every. Whenever he has a show, bitching because his ring crew disappears when they're set up the ring and shit. But it was a cool show. And then after the show, I got to go eat with Leva, that new chick, Christy James, and this other chick, Jessica James, and then Jarvis Cottonbelly and the ring announcer from Chicago, who were out of their gimmick, so it took me a while to snap that who was eating with and shit, but it was pretty cool.
Oh, that sounded like fun.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It sucked, you know. I was like, first of all, you know, almost lost my vape pen, and I'm stuck on the fucking barely moving on the highway for 40 minutes, so wasn't in the best mood by the time I got there, but by the end of the show, it was pretty badass. Oh, and then there was this one local wrestler on the card. His name is Andy Dalton. He actually just got back, and he did a tour like a Noah, but he's kind of a short dude. Had him on the show one time, like years ago. So he's on the card. And there's this one woman wrestler. She wasn't on the show, but this one chick named Angel Blue. I had her on the show around the same time. But she wrestles mainly for, like, Anarchy Championship Wrestling. So the show's going on. So I see this chick, and she's got, like, a little girl with her. And the chick's got, like, pigtails. And it looks like that Angel Blue. So I'm, like, I keep, like, glancing over there. And like, I'm not for sure, but I tell my friend, I go, man, is that Angel Blue? And he's like, yeah, that's her. And I go, oh, okay, because, like, she looks different out of her without her ringer. Whatever, right? So anyway, so later on, that guy Andy Dalton wrestles, and then like a little later on, my friend tells me, oh man, check it out, this is pretty cool. I look over, and it's that guy, you know, Andy Dalton, he's talking to Angel Blue. I'm like, what's going on? He's, I think it's a kid exchange. So I was like, what is... Yeah, I think she's passing the kid off to him or something. And then, like, later on, like, I guess that Angel Blue and the kid had gone to the other side, and Andy Dalton was walking. He started talking to my friend, and my friend, I forgot what they said, but I just hear Andy Dalton, yeah, I hate that fucking bitch. And shit, it was funny, dude, because they're, like, I guess they were, like, a couple, but they had, like, a nasty breakup, and everybody that's, like, in wrestling in the indie scene in Texas kind of like knows about it or whatever, so it was kind of like, it was just kind of funny seeing that shit, but it was like I said, there was a lot of interesting things going on that night. It was pretty cool.
So what did you think of Goldberg on Monday?
I thought he was fucking incredible, and I was never really into Goldberg back in the day. I was into
his first, when he first started in WCW. That's when everybody was watching wrestling. I was like, I was in college, and then I moved back to Louisiana, and we had a bunch of people living like in one house. Me and my friend, we watched wrestling like every Monday night. We watched all the pay per views and stuff like that. And you know, Goldberg was a big deal back then. You know, he was he was in short time. He got to be a pretty big star, kind of near up there with Steve Austin. But he was pretty big household name at the time, I think.
Yeah, he was pretty big, but like at the time, I was more like pro WWF and Austin, and just hated the WCW and stuff. But he was a pretty big deal. So, like I said, I was never the biggest Goldberg fan, and I just thought it was awesome. I mean, everything about it was awesome. You know, the crowd was awesome. The way he reacted to it, his promo was fucking awesome. I mean, I don't give a fuck what Dave says. Oh, is that over? You should leave it open. No, if you got a line that's going to get over, like fucking, you know, you're not just next, you're last. I mean, that's the perfect line. That's so, I mean,
yeah.
He said that, and I'm like, I want to watch this motherfucking show now.
Yeah. And I would see a lot of people complaining about bringing Goldberg back and doing Goldberg and Brock Lesnar. And hey, that's a money match. I don't care who you are, you know.
Yeah,
that's gonna make a lot of money, so that's why they're doing it.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't know. I thought it was awesome.
The reason why all the great matches as you see on TV and stuff is not really the great matches that sell. It's like the personalities or the issues or something. It's more personalities than issues than anything else in actual wrestling. If you think about it. I mean, they really make the money. So, especially in a company like WWE, it's all about like more the personalities and stuff like that.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I was hyped like a motherfucker when it was over.
Yeah, it was the only thing that they should have done is when they had been people standing to the side when he was in the back when he's headed towards the ring. You see, like the New Day and Bob Backlund and. They just said they had Jericho standing there, and after he passed him, Jericho should have put his name on the list.
Yeah.
I like how the list has become one of the most over things on the show. It's so stupid.
He was also, he stopped doing it, but he basically had, when he was going to say, you're going to get it, like he was getting that over, and then he just... It's like he knew it was about to get over, so he just kind of stopped it to be like a dick, kind of. Just after, like, bringing it. But Jericho's awesome. He can get everything over.
This has been his best run since... I don't know. He had a pretty good run with CM Punk a few years ago when they feuded for the title. I think WrestleMania one year. And they had, like, a street fight or something. Before that, I think his best over was, like, with Shawn Michaels when he came back.
Yeah, well, he had that awesome thing with Ricky Steamboat.
Oh, that's true.
But he got remember Ricky Steamboat's greatest promo out of him.
I just remember when he punched Shawn Michaels' wife in the face.
Yeah,
that
was funny.
And that angle, he did so much time, he just cold cocked.
Yeah.
I was surprised that... I guess this is going to be just a one-off. I know it's expected Lesnar's going to win the match. I mean, doesn't that make sense if it's just a one match?
Yeah, but you never know. I mean, like, if it blows up, like, really, really big time, they could see him offering him more money for, like, a few more days. Like, I'm actually surprised they're doing it Survivor Series. To me, it's more of a WrestleMania match.
Well, yeah, but they... WrestleMania, like, kind of sells itself nowadays, doesn't it? More than anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, that's what it seems like to me. And, you know, they got the Rumble kind of sells itself. And Survivor Series, it's just making that one like a bigger... It hadn't been a big deal in, like, a long, long time. So, I think that's a good... I think it's a good move, so...
Yeah.
I am looking forward to the... I mean, because the next couple of shows should be pretty good. We got Hill in the Field next weekend. It looks like it's going to be a really good show. And then get the Survivor Series. We're doing Rollins versus SmackDown in the Survivor Series matchups. They're bringing back the 20-team tag team match. Since they got all these fucking teams. Only a handful of them are really good, but still, whatever.
Yeah, it's just too bad Jumping Bomb Angels aren't on the tag match or the women's match.
It's like in the tag matches, it's like they got more types of teams like the Conquistadors than you would have teams like Demolition or the Brainbusters or something on one team.
Yeah.
So, but I'm looking forward to that because usually at this time of the year is when stuff gets, I don't know, gets pretty lazy around there. It's made the last few years. Of course, nobody's pushing Kane, so that's why it might not feel like that. Because whenever Kane gets pushed, you know, thumbs up. And then they were teasing, I think yesterday, AJ had put some kind of thing on his Twitter, picture of him and Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania or something like that.
Yeah, I've been seeing, like, a lot of these big, like, news things trying to, like, make it sound like it's going to happen when you know it's not.
I mean, if Shawn was ever going to come out of retirement, it would have been against Daniel Bryan, wouldn't it? Like, a few years ago?
Yeah.
When they were doing that angle. It just made sense, and that's the match. I mean, the match with AJ probably would have been equally as good, but I'd been more interested in Daniel Bryan and Shawn Michaels. So. And he should have come out of retirement for that match. I mean, that would have been something. I enjoyed
that. Yeah,
that
would have been awesome. What do you think of this
hey,
whole Cade and... Oh, go ahead.
No, that's just good. Go ahead. I mean, the Hair Beavis and Alberto Del Butthead. Stuff.
The what?
The Sarah Beavis and Alberto Del Butthead stuff. That's what people are calling it.
Yeah.
Because the last name's Beavis. I don't know. It's crazy. Let's see. She got pinched. Okay, first thing, it was weird because it was a woman getting pinched for the wellness, which had never really happened. I mean, she and Eva Marie were at the same time pretty much.
Yeah.
And then she got pinched again. I think maybe even right as her original one was coming to an end for suspension. And this is what – and don't ever have your family in a company like WWE take up for you on Twitter when stuff like this happens, because everybody in her family is putting out that it was for something she had a prescription for, so WWE being the people they are.
Well, you know that's
for an illegal narcotic or something like that.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what she told her family. So of course her family is gonna jump to her defense and say what she told them, even though it was a fucking lie and shit. And then WWE's like to the point where they're like, fuck it, it was basically a narcotic, and it's not pot because you don't get suspended for pot. So basically, your choices are shit like, let's see, A, cocaine, B, heroin. See, PCP, you know, shit like that, you know.
Yeah. That's what we need to see is Paige on PCP. That'd be a good reality show.
Yeah.
I watched some cool little documentary I found on YouTube about her last days in the, like, the English independence when she got signed by WWE and stuff. It was pretty cool.
She's not really the same person she used to be. I mean, to me, she looks
then,
like she's just fucking strung out like fucking 24/7 on shit.
I always liked her. I always thought she had a cool, you know, a sexy, unique look for a woman.
Yeah, she was always great, but I mean, she's always great, but now she's just fucking like spiraling downhill big time. And, you know what I mean? I think she's... And then, like, you know, okay, before he went back to WWE, you remember how he disappeared a bunch of times? Like, he was supposed to go do a charity event, and they paid him for this, and he disappeared.
Yeah, I remember reading something like that in the Observer or something, where he never showed up or something.
Well, when you disappear for a few days like that, it's usually because you're on a bender. So, I'm pretty sure, you know, he's carry on with old habits, and now he's gotten her into it. And it's just, I don't know if you like follow her on Instagram or anything.
No, I don't even go to Instagram.
Well, it's like, it's sickening how much she like posts about him. And she got like his name, but his working name on tattooed on her. And it's just like, it's just, I don't know. It's just like, it's just, it's, everything about their relationship's fucking pathetic and just fucking crazy. And then, you know, they have the stabbing incident. There's three different, they're telling three different stories on three different interviews. There's no police report anywhere. You know what I mean? Everything.
And you go back
like,
to the incident in the bar a few months ago.
Yeah, you know. I mean, it's like, okay, he got some cuts, but who cut him? Apparently, it almost makes you wonder if she was all crazy and she attacked him and shit with a knife. They're supposed to be opening a restaurant, but they keep postponing it here, and stuff. And then like after that murder proposal, her dad tweeted that. You know, basically just talked a lot of shit about him. He ended up, like, deleting the tweet, but she's like, he said that this, you know, I want her to have nothing to do with that man and shit. And so the family doesn't want her with him and shit. So it's just like.
You know when your parents refer to your significant other as that man, that's not good.
Yeah. she had the surgery, what, the other day?
Yeah.
The next day, she's fucking tweeting about how she's mad because she was at the fucking, they were getting on a plane. And they want, you know, how you get in the fucking thing and you got to put your arms up to get fucking scanned. She couldn't put her arms to get scanned, so she's tweeting about how she's, you know, I just had surgery. I can't put my arms, how rude people. It's like, what the fuck are you doing on a plane the day after fucking neck surgery? You can die from that. That's what got Chris Candido.
Yeah, he broke
his
leg.
He got blood.
Yeah, he caused blood clots at that altitude, and that's what he died. Like the day after that, or something like that.
Yeah. So it's like, what the? Why is she flying anywhere after fucking what day after neck surgery?
Yeah.
Like what?
I mean, people want people to fly like when they have like. Surgery on their nose or something, you know?
Well, yeah. So I mean, it's crazy. So it's like I'm a big fan of her. I'm a big fan of her mother. You know what I mean? Her like one of the greatest moments ever was when I went to Shimmer that first time and her mother fucking hit me in the ribs and shit. So. I mean, I hate to see it happening, but I've been around cocaine long enough. I've seen some of my friends fuck up their life in a very short time because of cocaine. And, you know, no one will come out and say it, but that's what I think it is. And I think she's spiraling. I think she needs to get into rehab. They need to get her away from him. Or it's not going to end well. It's not going to end well at all.
It seems like a strange couple anyway to be together for some reason. I don't know. Plus, he's still married right now, isn't he?
Yeah, I was about to say that. He's still technically married.
And she's the one that proposed to him, which, I don't know, you don't see that much. So I don't know what's going on. Apparently, they're covering a lot of, I don't know if this stuff, but some of their relationship on Total Divas next year, which I didn't even think that they would still want to air at this point. You know, but, you know, because it seems like it's not going to be long since she's out of this company anyway. I mean,
yeah.
Is that fair to say?
I mean, like, when they were in Puerto Rico, she posted a little video where, you know, those racks that, you know, you go to the hotel and the bar, the bellhop puts your shit on those portable things?
Yeah.
Okay. She's on top of one of those, and he's, like, either on it, too, and they're spinning around, or he's spinning her around on this thing, and she's all, like, laughing. But you can just see how fucking fucked up she is, dude. It's like, it's not even fucking funny. There's another video where he kind of comes up to her and grabs her by the throat and then, like, pulls her close and starts, like, but he's, like, grabs her, basically. And then if you've seen the video where she proposes, she's wearing jeans and, like, a bathing suit, kind of bodysuit kind of a thing. She wore that thing for 5 fucking days straight. I've seen pictures from every day where she's still wearing the same fucking thing. The only people I've ever seen wear the same clothes for 5 days are people on a fucking bender, dude. You know what I mean? So it's like, God, I think, I don't know, man. I think it's going to end horribly.
I blame WWE for trying to make them break up because they probably just drove them closer. Yeah, that's what happens when somebody tells you not to do something, you're going to do it, especially when it comes to going out with a man or a woman. They tell you they don't want
and
you being with that person is going to make you go to them more. So.
Yeah, and it's not like she's like an older adult. She's still like 22, 23. You know what I mean? She's basically still a kid, basically. So.
And to be fair, and I know they were together in WWE, like around when they did the brand split. It is kind of a big thing to do to split a couple up like that, I think.
Well, they did it to Kaz and Carmella, so it's not like they were the only couple that got broken up. So.
It's just hard enough, you know, probably hard enough maintaining a family as it is, and find somebody on the road probably want to be with them more. So I don't know. I just think that's a weird thing to do.
Well, we'll see. Hopefully, it'll be a happy ending and not a fucking fucked up fucking Chris Benoit type shit.
Oh God. It does sound like, I mean, it doesn't sound, nothing's ever going to sound as bad as Chris Benoit. I mean, something could sound as bad, but it'd be like this incredibly horrible, horrible thing to happen. But I don't know. Weird, weird, weird.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
This whole Davis thing, maybe they're working all this for a TV show. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know.
I bet she only stayed with him. Did they pay for her surgery?
Well, they say they weren't, so I have no clue yet. I guess we'll know next week on the day.
Because I know you have to get your surgery paid. I heard this on, like, I think Jamal was saying this on a podcast here recently. It was for them to pay for the surgery, you got to go through their doctors, and I think she wasn't doing that.
Yeah, so they probably paid
doctor.
For it.
So, yeah.
That's probably why she had to leave the next day. They didn't want to pay for an extra day at the hospital.
Mhm. But yeah, I think that I don't think she's going to be in this company very much longer, which sucks because the women's division has gotten a lot better. So she's pretty good, I think.
I just hope she's still alive and fuck WWE. You know what I mean?
I don't know. The whole thing is just strange to me. I think it seems to me that most people get pinched in WWE for these drugs they have prescriptions for, but they don't go through the proper channels and tell them the company, and that's why they get suspended. You notice that?
Yeah, like basically Adam Rose, Eva Marie, and Roman. Roman got fucking busted for Ritalin. But Roman was the only one that didn't have, like, an excuse on why he was taking Ritalin. He just didn't take shit.
Maybe just the booze got to him and he needs some medication. I don't know. But anyway. Yeah, I was thinking about this, the Goldberg and Brock Lesnar match. You remember that first one that they had? I'm sure you watched it.
Yeah.
At WrestleMania 20. And they were I'm kind of worried about what the crowd's going to do in Toronto because they're not one of those normal crowds.
Yeah, but it's been so long. You know what I mean? It might not be the same.
Last few times, like when I remember that one pay-per-view in WCW that went to Toronto and they were all against Goldberg and for Sid. And I don't know, it's just one of those things crowds do these days or something. I remember, like, it was in Toronto, and I think it was, like, 04 or 05, maybe 04, and Edge was from there, and he got, like, booed out of the building for God knows what reason, just to do it, just because they want to be weird or something like that, which I appreciate those kind of crowds, but, you know, sometimes it can... See, I don't think really any of that many people, they really dislike Roman Reigns that much. I think it's just a cool thing to do.
Yeah, but he got over so much the other night. It might carry over. Who knows? One of his things that he's there, have Brett come out and endorse him or something.
Well, they had to try to get The Rock to endorse him. They booed him at that Royal Rumble. You know, So, and I don't know. I think they had, like, a couple of months ago when they had the four-way for the Universal title that Kevin Owens won. You know, they, I was thinking back, and they had a perfect chance to turn him heel on that one. Have Triple H, you know, turn on Seth Rollins and help Roman win. I think that would have been a good way to take advantage of all the moves and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And have him be and make him a heel. So.
What are the chances that before Survivor Series that Polly brings out and then Goldberg kills Gilbert?
I would not be surprised. I think they wanted. I'm actually surprised. You know, it would have been funny if Ryback was still in the company and they sent him out Monday night to interrupt him and take a spear and a jackhammer. And I bet you $100 they would have done too. They would have done.
Yeah, that would have been. Yeah, but I don't think you want to see Goldberg do anything physical. Maybe one spear before the match. You don't want to see him do too much.
You couldn't really get an idea about the shape he was in because he looked like he was wearing a pretty big jacket, but you couldn't really tell. And I saw like some of the video from the video game, like in one of the commercials, and he looks pretty thin. So I'm sure he's gonna.
He's not subject to the wellness policy.
That's true. And, yeah. And he's one of those guys. He seems like a down to earth person, I guess. Like a really good dude that you would want to be around or something like that. I mean, Brock, he hates everybody. He hates anything on two legs, you know, except his wife and his kids, bro. He's just a miserable punker.
Yeah.
But it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, they can put something together. They need to get together sometime to put, like, a match together instead of, you know, going out there. I'm sure they will, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be whatever they do, it'll be good.
Yeah.
None of Brock's matches are really disappointing.
I remember that first WrestleMania 20 match. It was so, the crowd was so stupid. You sold out. It's fucking... Brock Lesnar because he's leaving so he can walk on to the Minnesota Vikings camp and play football. That's not selling out. That's taking a pay cut and, you know, you dumb shit.
Yeah.
He did make that match interesting. I don't even remember the match, to be honest, that much. I just remember the crowd. I remember a couple of spots in the match, but that's about it. So.
Yeah, it was just the crowd just shitting on everything.
What did you think about the whole Matt Sydal deal? I know you talked to him before. You're friends with him.
Japanese people need to get over this shit, dude. They're too harsh on fucking weed, dude.
There's like 5 billion things inside your country that's ruining it, and I don't think it's marijuana, you know?
Yeah. And then, like, you know, a lot of fucking people on Twitter, oh, he was smuggling. Motherfucker, he had 2 fucking grams. That's not smuggling. That's called personal use. You're not like trying
to. Technically,
fucking...
is it like? Because I know you know, like because I watch cops all the time. You know, there's like a specific amount.
You don't even get arrested for that amount here in the United States.
Oh, really?
Worse, you're gonna get a ticket. Most of the time, they're just gonna take it away. And shit.
Well, Japanese, they. The way you hear stuff about in Japan, it's like if they smell it on you, you're out of the country or something, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, besides having to deal with the fucked up strict laws for it, you become disgraced, basically.
Mm-hmm.
There was like this one wrestler, I think All Japan, maybe. Maybe he went to Noah after. But anyway, he was kind of a big guy, but... It was supposed to be really good, but he got arrested for having some weed, and basically he was disgraced after that. You know what I mean? It's like they almost kicked out the Beatles for fucking because Paul McCartney got busted with a little weed and shit.
It almost ended Dr. Death's career over there, you know?
Yeah, luckily he had Bubba pulling for him.
Yeah, he got Bubba was his. I guess Bubba would be the American in this situation, the American equivalent of like Fritz von Erich getting the boys out of trouble or something.
You know. And then, you know, I mean, yes, the dude's a pothead. There's a whole shitload of potheads on the WWE, let alone in the indie wrestling. But there's a fucking difference between smoking a bowl of weed and hitting a THC vape pen. It's a totally different high. I know, I'm fucking, I got both right in front of me. You know what I mean? And the THC, it's more of a relaxation, and you don't get like fucking high stupid. You know, it's just more like a relaxation, painkiller type of thing. And I've seen the dude's foot. The dude has a fucking ball on his foot. I said, I think I put it on Facebook that it was like the size of a baseball. It's not as big as that, but it's bigger than a golf ball. And he's had it for fucking ever since the accident. I mean, I saw the dude, I've seen the dude multiple times throughout when he fucked up his foot. I've seen the dude where he can barely walk on a cane and had to take fucking breaks and go back to the room to chill for a while because he fucking just couldn't handle fucking walking on the damn thing. You know, and the last time I saw him, he like was a couple of years later and he still had that fucking ball on his foot. So, you know, I can't blame him for fucking wanting to fucking ease the pain. I mean, if I can't get Medicare, I'm not going to get Medicare. Was it a motorcycle accident a few years ago?
Supposedly it was
a motorcycle, but it was a fucking scooter. Somehow he did it on the scooter. Yeah. So, he must have had the scooter going as fast as it possibly could or something, but it was a scooter. But, you know, I mean, you know, he still does all his crazy shit, so it's like, I know he needs something to fucking take fucking either pain, and it's a lot safer to smoke a THC vape pen than fucking take a 20 fucking somas and shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't think he did anything wrong, but, you know, that's just the laws of the country, and unfortunately they're fucked up and he got fucking caught.
Yeah,
the whole,
not just in, like, Japan, but, you know, especially the United States, whole, I mean, you know,
we
have, I mean,
here.
We mentioned that talking about marijuana being, you know, illegal, I think it's so stupid.
Yeah.
It's no different than alcohol to me.
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't even be a story here. It wouldn't even be an
issue.
It's probably
safer than
like
alcohol.
Yeah. I mean, but for whatever reason, you know, Japanese think weed is the devil. Weed is Godzilla or something. I don't know. Somehow they equivocate fucking weed and Godzilla together. That's why Godzilla's green, because he's being... And those things in his back, the spikes in his back, you know, they're kind of shaped like blood, you know, so... I think that's what
true.
It is.
I never thought about that. I was maybe 22 when I was first ever offered marijuana. I guess I wasn't cool or anything back then in high school to be offered drugs. But anyway,
pretty sure
you're
still not. But
oh, come on. And I mean, the best part to me, I mean, first time I ever got high, we sat there and smoked it, and we sat in our living room at our house. And I think we laughed for 1 hour straight, but we don't know what we're laughing at. Like, nothing was funny, but it was funny. You've probably been that way before, you know?
Yeah.
Well, it's just like, I used to get high because it was the best time to eat something, you know? I could order me a couple of large pizzas and get high, and I'm in heaven.
Yeah, it does make fucking shit like that taste better.
It does. Technically killing brain cells, but I mean, alcohol is way worse and destroy your liver and shit like that, you know. So
I just feel bad because he lost a good fucking, you know, good revenue source wrestling for all Japan. So that's the worst part of it and shit.
I always liked him too. I wish he wouldn't have gotten relief from WWE. He was always one of my favorite. Like, really, he's one of those small guys that I could buy being in there with just about anybody, and, you know, being able to compete with him just because of his style, and probably the best shooting star press I've ever seen in my life. So,
yeah.
Always liked him.
Yeah, he was cool. He's real cool, dude. I mean, I hung out with him a bunch of times.
So you ready?
Last time I saw him, I was giving him a drag off my vape pen and fucking at WrestleCon in Dallas inside the hotel.
So are you ready for Sunday in The Walking Dead?
Yeah, I'm not gonna watch it live, so I gotta remember not to check my phone at break when I'm at work.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna work. Hopefully, I'll get out around like 1. And then I can do my ritual where I get off of work and then I go to the taco truck and get me some street tacos and then fucking munch out while I'm watching Walking Dead.
This past week, I finally got through the sixth season. Because I didn't watch it. I waited a while. Sometimes I wait a while to watch so I can watch like episode after episode. And, I just heard like on the internet how people were outraged about the finale. So I said, okay, I'm going to wait a few months and then I'm going to. About a week before, I'm going to start watching the season, so I don't have that long to wait until see what happens.
Yeah.
I don't know why people were so pissed off about it in the first place. The cliffhanger, I didn't see a big deal.
Well, no, the people are going to be pissed off regardless because if it's Glenn, people are going to be pissed off. If it's not Glenn, people are going to be pissed off because they didn't follow the comic book. But and I guess spoiler alert, but I don't know, I guess I can't really say that because I don't know, but it's fucking Abraham. Because Abraham fucking dies from a crossbow shot by that dude. Well, they switched him being shot by the crossbow to the doctor. That was his death scene. They made it hers. Abraham's getting a little too happy being in love. You know what I mean? So it's Abraham.
I hope not, because who's going to come up with all the witty redneck sayings that he does? You know? He just got that wit about him. They give him some good lines. Like, I think, on one of the episodes, I died laughing when I heard this. He was talking to Eugene, and Eugene wanted to fight the zombies or something. I can't remember what it was. He talked to Eugene, well, I think you better have a better chance at picking up a turd by its clean end. I lost my shit and died. Get rid of Eugene. He's worthless.
I think he's still around.
One of the ethnic chicks that all look the same, you know?
But, I know they're not going to. It's got to be a total troll job for them not to kill fucking Glenn. Like, you know how they made it look like they killed him that one time and everyone was pissed because they're like, what the fuck? Why kill him? If you're going to kill him, have him, you know, die by the book. But it was just, you know, it didn't happen. So I think they're doing it again. They're going to swerve everybody.
I read a synopsis. I went to Wikipedia because that fucking Negan character is fucking, he scared the shit out of me. I don't know about anybody else, but he's pretty terrifying. So I went and looked up, on Wikipedia, looked up his character and some of the stories that they had. So if they stick with some of the stories coming up, it's going to be pretty good, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, the last few seasons have been pretty awesome.
I know it's not Rick that gets killed, because that would be stupid. He's the leader. Plus,
they already showed a fucking snippet from the first episode where he's alive.
Yeah. And I know it's not Carl, because Negan said that if anybody says anything or moves while he's using Lucille, then he cut the other boy's eye out and feed it to his daddy. So I know it's not him. So I don't know. I hope this ain't one of those fucking episodes where it takes 2-3 episodes. Remember how it took like 2 or 3 episodes to find out Glenn was still alive?
Yeah.
I hope it's not going to be one of those episodes, which it can't be because people would fucking flip out about that too. But
I'm pretty sure we'll find out right when it starts.
Yeah. I started watching Fear the Walking Dead. Have you watched that?
No, I watched the first 2 episodes when it first came out the first season, and I just didn't like the cast.
I'm on the third episode, and apparently the second season gets pretty good, so I'm gonna want to watch that. So.
Yeah, I might give it a try. Wait till it's on Netflix.
Have you been watching? Have you gotten into watching any more Longmire?
I already saw the whole season.
The whole series, you mean?
Yeah, they just put up the last season like a few weeks ago, and I saw the whole thing already.
Did you like the show?
It's okay.
Yeah,
it was all right. I
think my favorite story was when the deputy dad killed him.
Yeah.
That was a pretty cool story, so.
Yeah, poor deputy, man. He had all kinds of shit going wrong for him fucking the last two seasons.
You watch any more Shameless?
I think I've gotten to the one where the little punk's going legit after his black buddy killed the one kid.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've gotten that far. I've gotten to like the third season so far.
I'm already past the third season.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not much into comedies, but this got enough comedy and drama. This is a really good show. I like it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But,
Have you watched Luke Cage yet?
I watched Luke Cage. I enjoyed it, but it's overrated. I don't know why people are making such a big deal about it. It's just okay. It doesn't come close to either Daredevil or Jessica Jones. The best scene, though, the best scene of the whole thing was when, after he escaped from the prison and he found the gold shirt and he still had that fucking thing on his head from the transformation and he looked like the comic book Luke Cage. That was the best part of the whole thing.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too. As long as the nurse keeps showing up in all these episodes, in all these series, I'm fine with it. She's like one of my favorite actresses.
Rosario Dawson?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's all right. Yeah, I think she's going to be a part of all of them.
And we're not even going to get another Daredevil or Jessica Jones till 2018. So.
Damn, I know they got to do. They got to do Iron Fist next.
And then the Defenders is coming out later next year with everybody. So
yeah.
You won't get to see a season which is them, which is like Daredevil season, but you'll get to see like him in the show, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess we'll have to be satisfied with that. But yeah, I mean, Luke Cage was good, but I didn't think it was close to Daredevil or Jessica Jones.
Yeah, it was big. It was very different. So I did like it.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of surprised when the Lou at the time was the main heel got killed like halfway through the show. I didn't know where they were going after that.
Yeah, but anyway, I'm getting kind of tired, so I'm going to go ahead and end the show already. So.
Tired of me or tired overall?
I've been up all night.
Okay. Okay.
Time for me to go to bed.
That's cool.
So, yeah. So hopefully we'll be back next week. So, and hopefully Craig will join us. So we'll get it back to everybody and let them know when we'll be on.
Be the man! You gotta beat the man! You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the mansion shit! Let's go hook him up!
Oh,
hands
on
I want to dog you until I wear your Texas ass out.
This game is awesome.
And hell, I might even get on top of my wife tonight.